Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Ayin Gimel, Chapter 73, True Good. Welcome to the third Sefer of Tehillim. This Sefer begins with 11 prakim composed by Asaf. Who is Asaf? In Sefer Dzivrei Hayamim, Asaf is identified as one of the leading musicians amongst the Levium, who is gifted with Nevuah. I'd like to pose a question. What is good in this world? If a Martian dropped onto planet Earth and looked around at what human earthlings were busy pursuing, he may come to the determination that money must be really good, fame must be really good, food and vacations, well, they're probably really good too. Why? Because as he looks around the world, he would see how much energy, time, and focus is invested in pursuing these things. Money, fame, food, and vacations, and these are just examples, are not inherently good, and they're also not inherently bad. It's all about what they are used for. They are tools that can be used for good, but are not intrinsically true good. So for instance, money can be used to help those in need or to support Torah. That would be good. It could also be used to falsely feed one's ego and make one incessantly money hungry, seeking more and more. Not good. Fame. It can be used to positively influence people. That would be good. It could also be used to, once again, falsely feed one's ego. Not good. Food can be used to enjoy and elevate Shabbos and Yom Tov. Good. It could also be used to overindulge oneself in gluttony. Not good. Vacations can be used to re-energize a person or have one appreciate the Neflos HaBroreh, Hashem's wondrous creations in the world. Good. Or it could become a goal in and of itself, with one living and working just to get to the next vacation. Not good. Pasuk Chaf Ches, Va'ani Kirvas Elokim Li Tov. For me, closeness to Hashem is what is good. Ramchal, in Perek Aleph of Mesilas Yesharim, quotes this very pasuk when he speaks about the purpose of life. The purpose of life, he clearly describes, is for pleasure, and the only intrinsic pleasure, the only intrinsic good that one should pursue with all one's energy and focus and resources is closeness to God. The more we can inculcate this value into ourselves, into our psyche and our brains, the more we will organize our energy, focus, the days and our life around this most central premise. May we each experience true good, connection to Hashem, the greatest pleasure possible. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Feigel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.